Chapter 4, Splash, From Snow Monsters to Drink Hot Chocolate. "Here are our drinks," Eddie's grandmother said. The five of them sipped their hot chocolate without talking. Howie held his warm cup, but he kept looking over the steam at Harry. Harry sat by himself. In fact, all the seats around Harry were empty. When a waiter walked by, Howie saw that he shivered. Howie tapped his chin. He scratched his head. He thought and thought and thought some more. Something about Harry Snowden bothered Howie. Something bothered him a lot. Eddie wasn't looking at Harry. Eddie was looking at the marshmallows floating on the top of Howie's hot chocolate. "If you're not going to drink that, can I have those marshmallows?" Eddie asked. Without waiting for an answer, Eddie reached for Howie's mug. Splash! Howie's cup tipped over. Hot chocolate spilled onto the table. Liza grabbed the mug just in time to save some of Howie's drink. "Oops," Eddie said. "Sorry." Eddie's grandmother frowned. "I'm going to get napkins to clean up this mess. You behave while I'm gone," she said, while looking directly at Eddie. Eddie groaned. He didn't like to behave, just like he didn't like to wait. Howie didn't care about his hot chocolate. He was still busy watching Harry Snowden. He took a sip from his mug and then gasped. "What's wrong?" Liza asked. "Did the hot chocolate burn your tongue?" Melody asked. "No, but I have something crazy to tell you," Howie said. "Do you play with dolls?" Eddie asked. "No," Howie said. "Do you eat bugs?" Liza asked. "No," Howie said. "Do you sleep with a teddy bear?" Melody asked. "No," Howie snapped. "But even if I did, I wouldn't tell you." "Then what is it?" Melody asked. "It's Harry," Howie said. "I think he's a snowman." The four kids glanced at Harry sipping his milkshake. Eddie laughed. "Where's his corn cob pipe and carrot nose?" Howie shook his head. "Not that kind of snowman. I'm talking about an abominable snowman, a yeti. They're secret monsters that hide in the mountains or woods. But now one has come to Bailey City." The kids looked at Harry again. He chugged another cold milkshake. Ice still hung from his hair, and now a big puddle of water formed around his boots. "You are silly," Eddie said. "He's not a monster, and I can prove it." "How?" Howie asked. "Easy," Eddie said. "Watch and learn." And that's the end of Chapter 4.